get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. In all the competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're glad to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all. But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all would hear us.
In all. I can't wait to cart this off.
It was a silent night and all was quiet. brushed it away. I want to drink ivermectin. It's not okay. Now all that I can do is blame myself for what I couldn't say. The sweet, sweet life you threw away. Believe in lies. Your sweet, sweet life.
Rescue me from this cage of harm. You're listening to Out in the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Arrows of Athena with Reckless Heart. Before that, Sweet Life from Tal. And before that, Something Went Down from the Amplifier Heads featuring Jen D'Angora. And now we're going to hear something from Skin Tight Skin. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And that was just Some Psychics by the I Want You. And yeah, so now we have a band here called Conduit here in for an interview. Hey. Let's test the microphones.
Test, test.
Test, one, two. Test, one, two. Hello.
Test, test, test. What's going on?
Yeah, welcome. So,
I'm just the singer. I don't get one.
So, you guys wanted to introduce yourselves or whatnot to the masses out there?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I'll go first. I'm Julia. I play the bass for Conduit.
I'm Jeff. I play drums.
I'm Farrell. I play the guitar.
I'm Bradley J. I'm the vocalist.
So, you guys have a show coming up that you're looking to promote?
We do, yep. Terminus, Nashua, New Hampshire, this coming Saturday the 11th. It's going to be good.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Eastern Time.
MCC. So, how about if we play some of your music so people can get a sense?
Sounds good.
And then we can talk about it.
Great.
Love it.
What song we want to play, guys?
I guess Disorientation is the first one.
Well, I'm okay with
made
that.
Made Feral's Night.
Feral loves that one.
It's not my favorite. It's, yeah.
It is your favorite, don't lie.
Well, listen to these guys.
All right, here we go. And we'll sort this out later.
It's Feral's favorite.
I just want you here on the side. nearly no vacancy for a fellow assigning occupy.
Great stuff.
Thank you.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, the thing that kind of struck me most immediately is like the personality of the vocals.
Thank you.
Because there's a lot of people trying to make, you know, heavy music, and it's hard to have like a really unique voice.
I think that's something heavy music really like suffers from, is it's often the vocals are an afterthought, and for us the vocals are not an afterthought. I don't know where I'm going with that, but
oh, that was my cue to say something.
Yes, Brad, that's your job.
That one in particular was that was a challenge for me. Before I even had a theme, it was in such a bizarre time signature that we hadn't really explored yet. And they had given me the music, and I was just kind of driving around with it, listening to it in my car and at home for a week, just trying to get a rhythm that I could put over it. And so that's a good example of a song where it was kind of like rhythm and melody first, and then lyrics and theme kind of came after the fact, and it wound up just fitting very well in the long run. And that's been it's been kind of a staple of our live set for a couple of years now.
Yeah, I could see people like headbanging, what and whatnot.
That was the FCC regulated version you got to.
Yeah, we appreciate that because we like to keep our license.
I know, I was told.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite ones because I feel like it kind of showcases each member of the band, and we're one of those bands where each part is really important. Nothing can be overlooked. I mean, one wrong note somewhere will kind of throw the whole thing off. So that's partially why I really like that one.
So if somebody plays a wrong note, do you give them like bunny ears or
that's
shame them in the corner?
It's 50 lashings in Singapore.
That's pretty hardcore. Yeah.
Well, we've been playing together long enough now that we all kind of know when somebody messes up, and we know how to help them get back on track. Or if you can see somebody hit a wrong note, you can just shoot them and look and be like, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
like,
there's a lot of eye contact going on.
You try to sweep it under
lectures.
The rug and you go, no, I saw that.
Although, I feel like we've been playing together for a long enough period of time that, like, when one of us messes up, I can hear it begin and I can often figure out how you're going to mess up and then, like, adjust for it as it's happening. Do you guys feel that way,
too? Why are you looking at me?
Well, I'm...
You looking at me?
Well, I think it's like we couldn't do that at the beginning.
No,
you know?
Definitely
like,
not.
It was like, very, are you sure that's how that goes? I don't really remember, but now there's been a couple of songs, I think, where I'm going to use you as an example here. For, like, you've messed up a guitar riff, and I'm like, is that actually how it goes? And you're like, I can't remember. And then we just roll with it, and then we get something like Disorientation, where instead of four, it's in nine. And you're like, actually, that's kind of cool. We should just run with that.
Yeah.
Even though it might not have been exactly how we drew it up, we couldn't exactly remember how it went at the last practice. So we're like, all right, I guess it's in nine now, and we're just running with it kind of thing.
Yeah, and that makes writing really fun. It's really dynamic. I would say kind of eccentric, and we definitely play off the mistakes or the happy accidents and keep going with it. So nothing's set in stone.
We're lucky in that the onstage chemistry is such that, if one of us does kind of start to go off the rails a little bit, we can more or less anticipate where it's going and then get back on track very quickly. And I mean, another added benefit too is like that song in particular, there's a certain, I think, dissonance to a lot of the music too, where even if someone hits a wrong note necessarily, it almost sounds like there's some intent by it.
Yeah, I'm hitting a sharp four in a part of the song that Jeff just pointed out at me as we were listening. He's like, why'd you play that? Because I like it.
I mean, it's very dissonant, and it's called Disorientation, so I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, that's why, too.
It makes me want to like start a noise project where I shame people for being off key in their noise.
Yeah. Oh, it's great! It's very like, gratifying.
Yeah, we're all built, we're like, built around shame.
What are you talking about? All right, so how about we play another tune?
Yeah, go
guys,
for it.
You guys want?
What else you got up there?
We have Nebulizer and we have Cell.
Oh my goodness!
You have Phase Two.
We just have Nebulizer and Cell right now.
Well, let's do Cell.
All right. Here we go, Sal from Conduit.
I tried my hand mischievous eye, revenge scenarios to come. Now I pray for resolution, if indeed there's one in wait, and pursue this hollow mass of spinning water, dirty fish with a gleam in the eye and a finger to my diagnosis.
Yeah, this one, really, like, the whole song just sounds like no other band.
Wow, thank like you whole, so much.
It's like the whole thing just gels, because, like, what you guys are doing is, you know, you all are contributing to the sound, and it doesn't, like, in the first song, like, there were some parts where there'd be like oh yeah, obviously there's an influence of this band or this band, like just for a section. But for this one, it didn't seem like you could, like me, it didn't seem like I could pick sections and say, oh, that's, they like this. No, it's like, you guys like this band, and that's why you sound like this band.
Well, that's really high praise.
Wow, that is a high compliment.
I mean, that's definitely something that, you know, we want. We want to sound like ourselves. And of course, you have your influences from other artists, regardless of what kind of art you make. But the idea of conduit, and that's like the name of the band, is to be a conduit for like our expression, whatever that might be. That one in particular was inspired by my fight with cancer when I was a teenager. So I talked to Brad about that one before we started writing it, and Brad wrote the lyrics, and very well done, and very well sang, by the way. I love that yell in the second chorus.
And that yell is like, that's one of the things, like that yell doesn't sound like any other band. It sounds like this is,
yeah,
this is, it's conduit, yeah, yelling.
Those yells in Disorientation were one take too, in the bridge. I was in there.
I didn't actually know that.
He's got some lungs.
just wonder. Well, I mean, the yell in that song was called Cell, and that yell, the train of thought that I was kind of in when it came time to write that part of the song, the second chorus, was it felt like a very climactic, cathartic point in the song, but it was also, it was kind of supposed to be representative of that primal scream out to the world, out to God, out to whatever is responsible for the state that you're in right now. At least that was the train of thought at the time. He'd approached me with it before, I think it was before the music was even really written. He asked if I would write a song about that tribulation, and not being able to relate to it personally myself, it's one that I always say I approach that one with a certain delicacy that I don't always give to other songs. I tend to obfuscate most of my lyrics as best I can, so that's one that, where it does tackle a very specific theme, a very sensitive theme, I had to be a little more on the nose with.
Yeah, I think it's a topic that doesn't come up very much, especially in heavy music, too. So I really wanted to fill that space, and there were certain music helped me through some of those struggles, and just hoping to kind of, you know, turn around, pass it forward, and do the same thing, so.
And you want to do it tastefully, too, so a lot of those little double entendres and tongue-in-cheek references that, you know, you might not feel, you might get some giddy thrill out of ham-fisting it into another song, you know, you tend to do away with something like that. So it was a challenge, but it was very gratifying to write to, and I was glad that it stuck the landing with Feral the way it did.
I think that was one of the first songs we wrote collectively together, was it not?
It was early. It was early on.
We've had that song for quite a while. I was like right after we picked up Brad, I believe. Because we had been running as a three-piece for, what, like a year before we brought Brad in?
Yeah, about a year.
Yeah, and then we brought Brad in, and it was pretty cool to see him kind of take an inspiration from Feral and then just kind of run with it lyrically. And we said, all right, we already have the music written, fit something over this, and he did, and he's really good at that, because he usually will come in and we'll be like, all right, here's a riff, write something over it, you know. So it's a credit to him to be able to put lyrics over to our crazy riffs and all that kind of stuff. And just
I've had the experience myself of like I always like usually just started with the lyrics and then you build a song around that. But then I wrote a bunch of instrumental stuff, and now I'm trying to put lyrics on top of it. Like, I know what that's like because I'm trying to do that.
I'm always fascinated in people's creative process, and it can, you know, from asking people, like, it can come from any direction. Like you said, it can start with lyrics, can start with a riff, a rhythm, a thought, a feeling.
Mm-hmm. So, how about we play this other song?
So where Nebulizer. We go? Yeah, Nebulizer. This one's Jeff's top one, right?
Oh, we got songs.
That's our COVID song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
During the lockdowns, Jeff and I were getting together and, not dying, luckily.
Yeah, I mean, we were meeting, once a week just because we were
bored.
We were just so bored that we were like, hey, do you have COVID? Like, No. All right. We're probably fine then. You know, it's like, so, because we rehearse in a storage unit, so we're like, so we would go once a week.
Don't tell anybody that.
And yeah, Nebulizer is a song that came out of just us jamming once a week because we were bored during lockdown. So,
all right, here we go.
song so nice they played it twice.
You can play it again if you want. That's a dirty riff.
It's dirty.
Oh, yeah, that's got, like, radio hit hooks, and it grooves, like, you can just envision an audience just, like...
throwing some bows?
Yeah. Or whatever it is they do now. Yeah. Like.
People don't pick up change the way they used to anymore, either.
It's one of the more straightforward Conduit songs, I would say, right? It kind of just goes verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, you know? It's not really our style, but...
I mean, we're trying. There's some transitions there in, like, 6-8, and then you got a little drum solo going on.
So it's been theory talk with Conduit.
Well, what was kind of interesting is, like, there's, like, a bridge section where there's interesting stuff going on, and then I'm, like, listening to this band's other stuff, what are they going to do? Are they going to come back to the chorus, or are they going to do something else? And
I think that's cool that we give that vibe, because that's kind of what we're going for, I think.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes we do go back to a big chorus, and sometimes we, you know, take a dog's leg, go somewhere else. Like, Cell almost becomes a new song,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, appropriate thematically because of the change to the positive, you know. And beating cancer.
Yeah. Way to go, bud.
I'm glad I did that.
I'm glad you didn't die before I met you.
I've grown accustomed to you as well.
You know, you get comfortable to what you know, so they're used to me.
So let's remind people of this show coming up.
Yes.
On Saturday?
This Saturday night, 8 o'clock, Terminus, Nashua, New Hampshire. This is actually a really cool line. We're playing with a band called Novakoi, with whom we've played a few times already. And there's an out-of-town touring band called Haitian. We are very excited to meet. It's going to be cool. It's kind of like a... it's got a very DIY startup venue feel to it, which I like. It's kind of making something out of nothing. I actually got to look at it yesterday, and it's a very interesting setup.
Well, definitely new venues are, you know, what music needs. Yeah, so
they're absolutely,
yeah, they're doing good things. They're going, you can tell they're going out of their way to be as, you know, accommodating of the local artists as they can, and that's kind of fun. I feel like that tends to get overlooked in a lot of smaller local venues these days, so appreciate them sticking it out for us.
Absolutely.
And so then what's next after this show for you guys? What are your plans?
Got a little mini tour coming up over the summer too of Dust Prophet.
Yeah, we're hitting Philly, Frederick, Maryland, and Danbury, Connecticut.
Yeah, it's our first time kind of going out and doing something like this too, so.
Yeah, it's our first little tour.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Surviving in a van together.
Yeah, you'll find out who you actually are.
Yeah, the farts are going to be horrifying.
Interesting odors and
what you what each other really smell like. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, me and Brad have a little battle going on. Yeah. I'll eat a burrito before
rehearsal.
They're
the gaseous couple of the band here. Jeff and I are civilized.
Me and Brad are waging nuclear war on each
Brad
other every
rehearsal.
Brad will
fart in front of a fan in the middle of a song. And we'll aim it. He's very adept with the fan.
Yeah.
Well, the odds are stacked against me. My girlfriend loves to remind me every chance she gets. You know, well, the female body produces more sulfur too. So I'm kind of already at a disadvantage against Julia.
Yeah, I'll fly that flag for my gender. I can't believe I put this on the radio.
What's on the internet never disappears.
Oh, good.
All right, thanks a lot, Conduit.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no Thank problem. You so much for having us.
Oh, we're ending on the fart? Oh, man.
Perfect.
Would have positioned that earlier had I known.
That's pretty metal.
No, thank you for having us here. Appreciate it.
All right, this is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, and now... another band from up north that's pretty heavy, Mercy Lago.
I've lost all reason. I've come undone. Can't stop this wishing for something that never comes. I once had recourse for every single slight.